أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته And welcome back to Living the Quran through the Living Quran. In this series, we've been reviewing chapter number 56, Surah Al-Waqi'ah, the chapter of the great event, of the event of the Day of Judgment, the Day of Resurrection, the end of this world, and the start of the world to come. Up until this point, we have been looking at some of the signs that God had mentioned and some of the indicators for us, the creations, to realize that God is real and that the Day of Resurrection is a reality. We also looked at the importance of the Quran and the status of this noble book that the Quran itself speaks about. Today we want to look at verses 81 and 82 under the theme of how can people still deny after having seen all of the things which we have previously spoken about in this chapter, which God has mentioned, and many other areas. How do people still deny God? How do people still deny the Day of Judgment, the Day of Resurrection? Well, before we go into the thinking points and the commentary of these two verses, let us have a listen to the Arabic text followed by the English translation, and then we'll come back and review the commentary as authored by Sheikh Mohsen Qiraati in his Tafsir al-Nur. Allah says the following in Surah Al-Waqi'ah.
أَفَبِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَنْتُمْ مُدْهِنُونَ وَتَجْعَلُونَ رِزْقَكُمْ أَنَّكُمْ تُكَذِّبُونَ
Is it this divine discourse that you are the deniers of? And do you make the denial of it your lot? Now, the word God uses, the word mudhinun, it comes from the word dahun, and this means oil. The word mudahina is sometimes used in the meaning of tolerance and leniency, and sometimes it comes in the meanings of debility or weakness. Once, the noble prophet of Islam, the Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, was with a group of individuals on a journey. And as their thirst began to grow, they realized that they were short of water. The Prophet, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, raised his hands in supplication, and thereafter it began to rain, quenching everyone's thirst. One of the individuals present said, "This rainfall is due to such and such a star which has just risen, and not the supplication of the Prophet." It was actually at this point that the following verse of the Quran is revealed, in which God says, وَتَجْعَلُونَ رِزْقَكُمْ أَنَّكُمْ تُكَذِّبُونَ And do you make the denial of it your lot? The Prophet, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, then said to his travel companions, Rather than thanking him, any God, for your sustenance, you decide to deny him? Indeed, there are always individuals in the society who see their own presence and character in opposition to others and use everything at their disposal to oppose other people. If everyone agrees on something, there are some people who will be opposed to whatever was agreed upon. While if everyone is opposed to something, that one individual must stand up in favor of it. Such a person has no use for proofs for why they carry out their actions, and they simply want to always act contrary to how others act, and this is apparent in their actions, their words, and their interactions. In all areas of life, such as even in things like combing their hair, or grooming their face, or the color and type of clothing that they wear, or the tone and style of speaking, and even the words and terminologies which they use when speaking or in their writings, and even when it comes to naming their children, such a person acts in very unconventional ways, and they love to draw the attention to themselves, and through this, they want to make it seem that they are distinct and better than other people. Let us conclude with a few takeaway messages from these two verses of Surah Al-Waqi'ah as we round off our discussion for today. Message number one is that the more sacred and revered something is, the greater the possibility of taking that thing lightly becomes, thus resulting in a greater level of being reprimanded. Point number two is that defiance and compromise in regards to the established religious principles is something which can never be accepted. We can't compromise on religion, on the principles. They are immutable, they are firm, they are something which cannot be discussed or challenged. They have to be accepted as they are. And third and finally is that negligence, indolence, and compromise in matters of religion will gradually lead a person to the field of denial of religion altogether. We can never feel that we should be negligent or compromise in matters of Islam, of our religion, as this will have, and this may lead us to eventually denying all of religion once we make compromises in a few areas. And so we must take the religion as it is, as a complete package, without seeking to alter or transform it to suit our own whims and desires. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.